Hare Krishna. So we welcome everybody for this Sunday feast program on the occasion of celebrating. For many of you might not be aware, ISKCON, the society, is celebrating the World Holy Name Week. This is the last day. It has been for the last 1 week. Last Saturday, Sunday, we had celebrations in last week we had celebrations in the three temples in Mumbai and New Bombay, and today we are celebrating at Radha Gopinath's temple. And today we were asked to speak on the topic of the holy name. The title is The Great Deliverance. That's what Baldev Prabhu asked me to speak on. A very, very historic day. A very special day, historic from a superficial perspective. Today is the 10th of October 2010. It's never going to be again this date, 10-10-10. So it's going to be in the next, I don't know when, we'll have this date where it will be 10-10-10. But that's very superficial. But mainly, it is a very important day that we recognize the great importance, the great contribution of Srila Prabhupada and Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu as the greatest gift that we have got from them in the form of the holy name, Harinam Sankirtan. We just sang a beautiful song written by Narottam Das Thakur. Golo Kera Premadhan Harinama Sankirtana. Not so much now, but 10 to 15, 20 years back, we used to have this concept of custom notified shops, if you remember. Custom notified shops means where we would get all imported things. And Indians, you know, I remember when I was a child, there was a huge craze of getting imported things, you know, from Singapore, from America, from London. Anything imported was of great value to Indians. Imported television and everything. So anything which had the tag imported was of great value to India, because India was opening up its economy. People were dumping their goods here, and it was open market. So there was a lot of things being imported. So at that time, I remember this was in the early 90s, you know, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was giving a class, and he was saying that, I said, whenever I use something imported, everybody looks at that thing. Indians like imported things. So that's why Prabhupada, he went to America and got the holy name to India. Because when the dancing white elephants, as Prabhupada said, when you will dance on the stage, that's why in the cross Maidan, he asks his foreign disciples to dance on the stage, and there were 10,000 Indians who were looking at the dancing white elephants, chanting the Mahamantra, which their own great-grandfathers and fathers were chanting. So when something is imported, it has great value, especially to Indians. We Indians have this tendency of not appreciating what we have. Everybody has a tendency, much more Indians. Imported hai? Achha, achha, achha. The moment you say it's imported, achha yoga. It has to be good by default. That's what mentality we have. India ka? No fun, right? So that's why Narottam Das Thakur, knowing the craze that we have for imported things, he wrote in his own bhajan that this holy name is imported from the spiritual world. It's the import of the spiritual world, made in Goloka Vrindavan. Have you ever seen an item like that? Which has a tag, made in Goloka Vrindavan. So attractive. It is a spiritual world. It is the world of Radha and Krishna. Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. The Golokera, it is not some one ordinary thing from Goloka Vrindavan that has come down. It is the Premadhana, the highest wealth of spiritual world. Spiritual world itself is very high. For those you know that drawing which our ISKCON society has done of different planets, where you know, you see upper and lower, satya loka, jana loka, tapa loka, maha loka, and then going down, there's earth planet, and there's the middle planetary system and the lower planetary system. And much higher, is Ayodhya, and then Mathura, and then Dwarka, and about Dwarka comes Vrindavan. And so that's how high this Goloka Vrindavan is. It's the highest planet in the spiritual world. In the spiritual world, there is, you know, high, higher, and highest. Ayodhya is the spiritual world. But higher than Ayodhya is Mathura, and higher than Mathura is, of course, for us it is all theoretical, because you know, for a person who, you know, who is in KG, you know, what to talk of PhD and double PhD? For it is this, oh, it must be big thing. Well, no, that's all it is. For us, it is simply information. For us, if we even reach, you know, the outskirts of Earth planet, or maybe go higher, that's enough for us. But this is the greatest wealth of the spiritual world, which is the supreme most spiritual world, is the Harinam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Hare Hare. This Maha Mantra is directly imported from the spiritual world. One disciple approaches spiritual master, and every disciple has this desire, very good desire, to ask spiritual master, please spiritual master, tell me something which is very special in your heart. Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale. We glorify Rupa Goswami that he has understood the heart's desire, Mano Bhishta, the mind's desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was very elevated disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Goswami. So every disciple wants to know, please tell me what is there in the bottom of your heart. Please reveal to me. We all want to know. That's why many times people asked to Prabhupada, what is the dearmost service to you? And Prabhupada would reply based on the temple he is. Some temple where the focus of book distribution, Prabhupada say, book distribution is most famous, most dear to me. Every book distributor feels that, see, after all, what we are doing is most dear to Prabhupada. And some other temple Prabhupada went, it was the Gurukul. Where was the first Gurukul? Dallas. I said, Gurukul is most dear to me. So like that, Prabhupada was speaking different things. Of course, everything is dear to Prabhupada. Not that he was trying to be diplomatic, but he was very honest. Everything is very dear to Prabhupada. So this disciple asked the spiritual master, please tell me what is the real core of your heart. The spiritual master replied, that come close by. And the disciple was very excited. I said, oh, I'm getting it. I said, turn your right ear. And then he turned the right ear. I said, that's really very nice. And he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This Maha Mantra is right from the deep core of my heart. It is very precious realization of mine, which I am imparting to you. Now, take it and value it and enjoy it. So sir, thank you very much. Very nice. He was very happy. He was in the heart, just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare. You sing, and now my guru has replied. So he was walking. As he was walking out, feeling great ecstasy, feeling great bliss, that his guru has revealed the innermost core of his heart to him. He saw some washerwoman, you know, washing their clothes near the well. There was no washing machines that time. It was a nice life. If you go to Govardhan farm, you can enjoy this life, our Vada. Very nice life. But now, of course, we dump in the washing machine and... But earlier it was, there was time to socialize. When they would wash the clothes, they would talk about the village, they would talk about everything. They would talk about Krishna, they would talk about God. It was a wonderful village life. But now, of course, you know, everything is just so fast. Unfortunate, very unfortunate. People think it is fortunate that we have a washing machine. When or when will the day be mine when I have a washing machine? Kabe habe bolo, say din amar. But you know, it is unfortunate that we have become very mechanical in things we do. So these ladies were washing their clothes, and while they were washing their clothes, they were chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like that. They were chanting different tunes of Mahamantra, and the disciple heard it and he said, how are they chanting Mahamantra? And I thought it was very confidential. And I said, maybe they also received from my guru, but they are the only small group. Maybe we are, you know, I'm part of that small group. But so he went ahead, little bewildered, but he went on. He went on, but he was just still very happy, little confused, but still more happy. As he was walking by, he came across some fishermen, ordinary fishermen. And they were doing their fishing activities, fishy activities, as we call. They were just throwing their nets. They're throwing in the ocean to collect the fishes. And as they were making the nets, they were singing Hare Krishna, and you said, "My, what's happening?" The washerman is saying, the fisherman is chanting Hare Krishna, and he got really very bewildered. He said, "Is my guru cheating me?" But he said, "How can guru cheat? Impossible. Vishnu, Vishnu, Vishnu. How can I think like that?" So he went on with his journey. He went on walking, feeling 50% confused, 50% happy. The happiness was there, but some confusion was there. As he walked by, there were some children playing, not cricket, but gilli danda. In the old times, nice game it was, wonderful game. You don't need any apparatus for that. You just make a gilli and make a danda and start playing. Wonderful game. How many of you played it? Wonderful. That was originally played by Krishna, by the way. Krishna played all these games. So they were playing gilli danda, and as they were saying, they were trying to hit the gilli with the danda, they say, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." So they were saying, "My God, what is this? These small children, they are playing some funny sport and they know Hare Krishna also. They were chanting Hare Krishna." So he got really bewildered. "This is too much. I must go back to my guru," and said, "You should reveal your heart in confidence to your guru, as we, it is, you must not keep anything in your heart. Doubts are like demons. We all know that." So he said, "I must not have any doubt. I must go back to my guru." So he went to his guru back and he said, "Guru, I mean, you said that this is very confidential knowledge, but everywhere I went, fishermen, the washer ladies, and the children, they all know the Mahamantra. What is it?" The guru said, "I will not give an answer to you," but he gave a very precious stone, which was a extremely precious stone, something like a diamond, huge diamond stone, huge. I said, "Take this." I said, "You know what is this?" They said, "Yeah, this is a very precious. It's costing millions and millions of rupees." I said, "Go and ask these three people, what is this?" So he went to the washer lady and he said, "My dear ladies, you know what is this?" They looked at it and they said, "It is like a big stone, and it says at the most we can use it to, help us to wash our clothes and to beat the clothes with that big stone so that our clothes get washed very well." The disciple said, "Thank you very much," and he took the stone away. And then he went to the fisherman and he said, "You know what is this?" I said, "This is our stone. What kind of stone? At the most we can break this, make into small stones and tie it to our nets to make weight. On every net they tie weight so the net remains in the water, and so I said, at the most we can use this for that. That's all we can use it for." So disciple said, no, give it back to me." And then he went to the boy. He said, "Do you know what is this?" He said, "Well, it is no proper shape of a ball. If we can make it a proper shape and then use it like a ball, that's all we can do. It's like it'd be a nice ball to play with." Took it back and went to his guru and told his guru that, "Well, none of these people knew the value of this." So guru said, "Is your question answered?" She said, "No, please explain still. We want to hear the Bhakti Vedanta purports." We want the Guru Mukha Padma Vakya. We want the thing to come from a guru's mouth. What is it? I said, "This Mahamantra, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, everybody knows it, but very few people really know the value of it. Just like this stone, it is precious, but everybody sees it very in, like they see it for their own application. Similarly, the Mahamantra, if you go to many Ganpati mandaps, we respect Ganpati, but recently we celebrate Ganpati. In the aarti, they say, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare, right? Is that? It's part. But do you think all these people, they know what, do they think that they're chanting the Mahamantra, the Golok Ele Premadan, do they know that? Nobody knows that. They just chant a Mahamantra because it is part of their custom, and they're doing it, but they don't know the value of it. So what we wanted to really convey is that this Mahamantra, even though it is known everywhere, everybody knows the Mahamantra, at least in India and many, many parts of the world now because of Prabhupada's mercy, but very few people, they really know the real purport of the holy name. And even those, as devotees, we are sitting right here, we will discuss in due course, even though we have been chanting the Maha Mantra for so many decades or so many years, but we still do not know the value of what we have. Just like we are considering it to be like, at the most, a stone which is used to fix the net. A good activity to do to remain a nice disciple. I don't see much difference between a fisherman seeing the diamond to be attached to a net and then a disciple chanting Hare Krishna to the sea as his ritualistic activity as a offering to his guru. That's good, but that's not the ultimate best purpose of holy name. So as we discuss further, we will try to enumerate and we'll try to extrapolate and try to really discuss on what is the holy name. And now that we are celebrating this holy name, it is a wonderful opportunity to really understand what we have. Srila Prabhupada said, 99% of your advancement in Krishna consciousness depends upon chanting. 99%. Now that's, and Prabhupada was in his complete senses when he said that. That means everything else that we do, at the most, will contribute for 1%. Even if you score, if you score 100% of in everything else, what marks you will get is 1 out of 100. Everything is perfect, 1 out of 100. But rest, everything is how you chant. Or rather, not just external chanting, but how you respect and value the holy name is going to be considered very, very important. So, there was a mendicant who was so poor. There can be heights of poverty. So this beggar was so poor that he didn't have even a begging pot. you need a begging pot to beg, but he didn't have a begging pot also. And he said that hands are good, but if you have a begging pot, it adds value to the profession. it is something there. So he prayed to a pot maker. He went to a pot maker and he said, give me a pot. I don't have any money, but can you give me a pot? The pot maker said, go away. He came every month. He said that the only person who can help me is a pot maker because he makes so many pots. For him, it is just nothing to give me one pot. And if I have one pot, I'll be so happy. He was seeing his future prospects of growth. Right? Everybody is looking for growth prospects, right? Everybody sitting in this room is looking at how I can grow in life. Career path, we call it. Is it not? What is the career path? Everybody is looking for the path, career path, how it goes high, how I can become a software designer and then a project manager, account manager, delivery manager, and so on and so forth. We are looking for a career path. So when this beggar was looking at a career path, if I have a pot, and then he was in his mind, sexually. In his mind, he was making fancy ideas that I can become a big man, but I need a pot. We all have this big but in our life, right? All nice things, but if I get this one thing. We all have this big but in our life. The same thing with this beggar, but I don't have the pot. So he begged for months and months. And on the 10th month, the potter said that this guy is really desperate. He really needs a pot. He's really coming every month. He needs it. So he gave the pot to him. And this beggar was so happy that I have got the pot at last. And when you are very happy, what do you do when you're happy? You throw things up. Is it not? People dance and they throw things up. So he just threw the pot up. I've got the pot. And you know what happened? This is from a South Indian story, a South Indian proverb. Those who are South Indians might know this story, that a human being remains in the womb for 9 months waiting for a proper body to be got. We are like beggars begging to the Lord, please give me a body so I can execute Krishna consciousness. And just like the potter, on the 10th month, we get a proper body. Before we got it, we promised the Lord that I will be a nice devotee. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you know this beautiful bhajan that he wrote. Just a sec. He wrote, what is it? জননি জঠরে চিলামা যখন বিষমা বন্দন পাশে একবার প্রভু দেখ দিয়া মোরে বঞ্চিলে দিন দাসে বঞ্চিলে দিন দাসে। ইট সেজ ওয়াইল আই ওয়াজ বাউন্ড আপ টাইটলি ইন দ্য আনবেয়ারেবল কনফাইন্স অফ মাই মদার্স ওম্ব, ভক্তিমত ঠাকুর ইজ রাইটিং দিস, ও লর্ড ইউ ওয়ান্স রিভিলড ইউর সেলফ বিফোর মি বট অ্যাপিয়ারিং ব্রিফলি ইউ অ্যাবান্ডন দিস পিওর সার্ভেন্ট অফ ইয়ার্স এন্ড দেন হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্ড At that moment I thought, after my birth this time, I will surely worship you with undivided attention. But alas, after taking birth, I fell into the entangling networks of worldly illusion. Thus, I possessed not in a drop of true knowledge. He says, Takona bhavinu janam paiya koribo bhajanatava janam hoila podi maya jale na hoilo gnana lava. He said that I went into a network of maya. So just like this bear potter was thinking of so many wonderful things that he will do with this pot, but when he got the pot, he just squandered that particular chance of his using that pot for begging. Similarly, as beggars, we have got this rare human form of life. We pray to the Lord that please give me this human form of life and I will use it to come back to you. But we are squandering it. Because we are not really understanding what is the purpose of life. In this very bhajan that we sang, Manushya Janama Paya রাধা কৃষ্ণ না ভজিয়া জানিয়া শুনিয়া বিষ খাইনু, what a graphic description, what a foolish situation. A person knowing that the cup that he is carrying in his hand is very deadly poison, he is knowing it, he has been told that it is poison, but he still drinks it. How can anybody be so foolish? Unless and at least a mad person who doesn't understand he's going to die. That's what Narottama Thakur is telling us, that a person who has got the human form of life, Manusha Janama, but doesn't worship Radha and Krishna, is willingly drinking poison. And then he goes on to tell us how wonderful it is, Golokera Premadhana Harinama Sankirtan, which is the deliverer of this Manusha Janam. There are many such beautiful bhajans which our acharyas have written. What is that saying? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Aniche Oshadi Maya Nashi Baro Lagi Harinama Mahamantra Lahotumi Magi. That we all are suffering from the disease of Bhavarog, the disease of enjoying material sense gratification, is it not? We all trying to enjoy through our senses. We all are suffering from Bhavarog. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Aniche Oshadi Maya. I've got a special medicine. I've got a very special medicine which will take care of all your Bhavarog. Harinam Mahamantra. What is the medicine? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare Hare. This is the medicine to cure the disease of the material sense gratification. This is a medicine which will help us to cure this disease. If we are diseased, then it is important to take the medicine. Is it not? The first is important to know that we are diseased. And second is this, that once we know that we are diseased, we take the medicine. That's why Prabhupada compared a temple to be like a hospital. Prabhupada said this is like a hospital where we have expert physicians who know how to treat people, who know exactly how to diagnose their diseases. And that's how we can get cured. Narsingh Dev is the greatest surgeon. He's a MS. Krishna is MD. Narsingh Dev is MS. He's a surgeon. He does surgery. Krishna gives medicines. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives medicines, but Narsingh Dev does surgery. So we have doctors who take care of our, we have doctors in the temple who are devotees, who are taking care of our disease. So this holy name is the greatest benediction. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Krishna namasuddha koriyo pan, jurayo bhakati vinoda pran. Now very beautiful line. Nama bina kichu nahi kovaro, chauda bhuvana maje. This is the last line of this beautiful bhajan that Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote. He's concluding. Author is concluding his thoughts. And he's writing this, that nama bina kichu, except for the holy name, there's nothing else that is present in this world. Except for the holy name, nothing else. Shunaitam jagat sarvam govinda virahe name. Without the name of Govinda, everything else is nothing but zero. It is null and void. Now many of us, we don't really believe this. And that's why we are here. How can nothing be void? You think everything I'm doing is null and void? But till the time we don't come to the realization, then nama bina kichu nahi kovaro chauda bhuvana maje. All the 14 worlds, nothing else that is important except for the holy name. We will not make the progress that is required to make to go to the spiritual world. That is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing. So we should understand that this holy name is nectar. It is life-giving elixir, is a nectar. But when we don't understand nectar, there's a beautiful glorification of Prabhupada. One of his godbrothers did that. Swami Maharaj, as he was known in Gaudiya Math, Swami Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami, Prabhupada, he said he was such a great person that he distributed nectar as if it was water. What a description of Prabhupada, right? That, you know, nectar is, you know what happens when the nectar, that whole pastime we did a few months back about Amruta Manthan, what sort of fights was going on to get the nectar, because it's precious. And what came out after all the struggle was only one pot of nectar. It was not a profuse ocean of nectar. It was just one concentrated pot. Is it not? So it is, nectar is very precious. And this Harinam is like nectar. But can you imagine the munificence of Prabhupada? They are distributing nectar as if it is water. But because we are in the material world, we see that in a perverted way. We see the nectar as water, in the way that we don't value it as nectar. We see it as water. When we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, and you will see very soon, there is a skit going to be very soon, one drama, which will show you, it will be like a mirror of all of us. Because we don't know what we do when we chant. So we have to show you, or show me also, all of us, of what we do when we chant. Because we don't value it. In this Hari Bhakti Sudhodhai, Dhruv Maharaj said this, I was looking for broken pieces of glass, and what I have got now is a precious diamond. Is it not? There's a verse. Hari Bhakti Sudhodhai, he's saying that Dhruv Maharaj was looking for a big kingdom, power, to show people that I am also great, but much bigger than my own father. That was his purpose when he went to Madhuvan, Vrindavan. That's what his purpose was. And that's why he did the tapasya. That's why he was eating leaves every 6 months. Can you imagine? Dry leaves, that too. Not even green leaves. Green leaves have some juice. Dry leaves, which have fallen from the trees. Every 6 months he would eat that. And then, that was also too much. He would breathe every few months. And breathing was something he stopped. Can you imagine the amount of austerity he did? A small child. For what? He did all these things to get a powerful kingdom. Now it is worth understanding the realization of Dhruv Maharaj after getting everything and much more, after getting the mercy of Narad Muni and after getting the mercy of Lord Narayan. He gets pure love of God when he gets touched by the conchal of the Lord, and then he says this verse, that what I was looking for, that means everything that we all are looking for, is like broken piece of glass. It shines. That's all. But what is the value? Do you pick up every glass that you see on the street? You actually go away from it because you don't want to hurt yourself. Is it not? You want to go away from a glass piece, but you find something round shining. People go into big mines. Boom, boom, big, powerful. You have seen diamond mines? I have my friend who is owner of a diamond mine. And he was telling me what it means to get diamonds. They go deep, 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 deep down. And in a huge tons of rock that they come out with, they might get a small piece of carbon, which when rubbed becomes diamond. huge tons of rock might give a small piece of diamond. And they go to any extent to get it. And that's what all of us, many of us are wearing right now. Right? So it is very precious. So Dhruva Maharaj was saying that I was looking for a broken piece of glass. What I'm getting is a rare diamond. Similarly, the holy name. We are thinking it to be ordinary, like water, but actually it is nectar. There's a beautiful Kevalashtakam. I was going to sing this, but it might not be known to many people. So, what is it saying? He said the holy name is like a diamond, but people think it's like to be like a ordinary glass piece. Kacham, it says. It's like they think they see it as glass. Why do we know? Because we don't understand the value of it. We don't know what it actually means. And that's why there's a beautiful story about Shripad Sanatan Goswami. Goswami Pad was staying in Vrindavan at the Madan Ter, a place, not Madan Ter, Dwadash Aditya Teel, a mountain. He was staying there doing his Madhukari and staying in a very simple way. But the news spread, this Babaji Maharaj Sanatan Goswami has a touchstone. What is a touchstone? You touch it, it becomes gold. It is a touchstone. So he said, there was one person who went, who was determined to get it. He said, I want it. So he went to Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami was chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. He was chanting, he was intensely immersed in the holy name. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro. The six Goswamis of Vrindavan were constantly doing Krishna Kirtana Gana. They were always immersed in the holy name. Sankhya Purvaka Nama Gana Natimbi. In a scheduled measurement, they would perform their prescribed duties of their sadhana bhakti of chanting Hare Krishna, offering obeisance to the Vaishnavas, like that. So Goswami Pad was chanting Hare Krishna, and this person went, Goswami Pad, I think you have a touchstone. I said, yes. Can you please give me? I would be very happy if you give me. I said, take it. So he was very happy. Can you imagine? Somebody just said, take it. He thought it was going to be well guarded and everything. He said, take it. Where is it? He said, you see that pile of dirt there? It must be there. So he said, that's easy. Is it that easy? He just went through all the pile of dirt and he found a touchstone. He said, he got it. And he just offered his respects to Sanatan Goswami. And before he thought that Sanatan Goswami changes his mind, he ran away. Because it was so easy for him, he got it. And as he was running, intelligence dawned upon him. And he said that if Goswami Pad had kept this touchstone in a pile of dirt, that means he has something more precious than this. Maybe I don't have knowledge of it. Otherwise, why should he keep it in a pile of dirt, right? Otherwise, if he really values it, he should keep it in a very valuable place. So why is not kept in a valuable place? So he went back to Goswamiji. He said, Sanatan Goswamiji, you had kept it in a pile of dirt. Why? Adau Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya. Our process starts with Adau Shraddha. So he said, if you want to know something more valuable, he said, I do have something more valuable, but you have to throw this in the Jamuna. For those who want it, it is still in the Jamuna, by the way. I'll tell you the place, the direction also very through it. Hopefully, we know it is right. Anyways, so he said, if you want to know it, you have to throw this in the Jamuna. So can you imagine, you have something, a bird in a hand is twice worth in the bush, right? They say, right? A bird in a hand is worth twice in the bush. Now you don't, he said, I will tell you something if you throw this. Means, jo hai, usko pheko, and I don't know what I'll get in return. But he had faith. That was his qualification. That he had faith in Goswami Pad, Sanatan Goswami. With great effort, can you imagine, a touchstone which you have, which can convert everything that you touch into gold. But he just, Hare Krishna, threw it. And then he ran to Goswamiji and said, please tell me. And Sanatan Goswami, with all his intensity, with all his devotion, he chanted in his ears, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. For many of us, we must have heard this story many times. For many of you, maybe this might be the first time the story that we are hearing, but it is a very, very important story that we all are looking for something which is valuable from the material perspective. But till the time you do not give up the asakti, the attachment to that, to the material sense gratification, till the time you can never taste the nectar. And this person, once he heard the holy name from Sanatana Goswami, devotion in his heart arose and became ecstatic devotee of the Lord, because he got the wealth of the spiritual world. The wealth of the spiritual world is what he got. So from this we understand that everything else that we have, Sanatana Goswami saw this touchstone as a piece of dirt. What is that? Tyaktva turanam ashesha mandalapati shrenim sadatu chavat. What a brilliant glorification of the Goswamis. Tyaktva turanam ashesha. Who were the Goswamis of Vrindavan? They were mandalapati. They were rich personalities, big, big wealth they had. Rup Sanatan were multi-billionaires. Raghunath Das Goswami was multi-billionaire. Tyaktva turanam ashesha mandalapatim shrenim sadatu chavat. Tuchavat. Tuchha means as stool, as useless. Just give it all up. Just like all these great brahmacharis. I can see Madhvacharya Prabhu sitting here. He gave up his medical degree. Can you imagine? He was a doctor when I went, met him first time. And so many of IIT people sitting here. You know, just following the footsteps of the Goswamis. Give up all their degrees as tuchavat and staying here with so much tapasya. Just one small locker you have. They have. That's all they have. The small locker. That's all they possess. And that too, sometimes they don't have that also. So that is the greatness. So they gave it all up to accept loincloths. Kopina kanthashrito. They wore loincloths. Mandalpati wearing a loincloth. Just imagine if Bill Gates start wearing kopin and moves around. Because he's inspired by Prabhupada. He says, Shrenim sada tuchavat. You know, I give it all up. And he says, Radhe Radhe, and goes to Vrindavan and wears kopin. Can you imagine? We all are laughing, but that's exactly what happened when the Goswamis gave up their wealth. It was as, what is Bill Gates? I mean, he's just a very ordinary person looking at the wealth that Raghunath Das Goswami, I don't know the figures, I forgot it, but it was some phenomenal wealth. Phenomenal. They would earn every month the sort of wealth that they had. I'm sorry? Whatever, 2 lakh gold coins multiplied by the rate of the gold is 20,000 per tola, whatever it is. Huge wealth. Huge money. Gave it all up. For what? To stay under trees and chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So they gave it all up to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So there'll be a small break, not a break, we all sit down. There'll be a small drama, and then we'll continue the lecture. Drama team, please. Give some place to this. So we're ending on a note of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, giving up everything, and then we will see a drama. Try not to laugh.
Hare Krishna. इस रविवार के साप्ताहिक प्रीति भोज कार्यक्रम में आप सबका भरपूर स्वागत है. आज हम आपको दिखाने जा रहे हैं एक भक्त की कहानी, जिसे देखकर आपको तय करना है कि ये भक्त है या अभक्त. और इसलिए इस भक्त का नाम हमने रखा है माया दास, और देखते हैं माया दास की दिनचर्या कैसी है। मैं अपने बारे में बताना भूल गया, मैं कृष्णदास और मैं माया दास जी का नौकर हूं। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, जय प्रभुपाद जय गौरनिताय। आज मेरा 16 माला खत्म हो गया। अरे ये मायादास क्या कर रहे हैं, इनको चल के उठाता हूं मैं। मायादास जी, ओ मायादास जी, अरे उठो, सुबह हो गई है।
तुम्हारा 16 माला हो गया?
हाँ, गुरु महाराज की कृपा से 16 माला हो गया मेरा।
तो और 16 माला करो, उसके बाद मुझे उठाओ। हाँ
मैं करूंगा, लेकिन आपके 16 माला का क्या होगा?
ये ले मेरा बीड बैग, उस पे चैंटिंग कर।
अरे अरे गुरु महाराज से आपने वचन लिया है 16 माला करने का, वो कौन करेगा?
कंप्यूटर ऑन करो।
अरे कंप्यूटर?
हाँ।
अरे भाई सुबह सुबह भगवान का दर्शन करते हैं, आप कंप्यूटर का दर्शन क्यों कर रहे हो?
बस अपडेट कर रहा हूं कि उठ गया करके फेसबुक पे।
आई हैव गॉट, ये फेसबुक क्या होता है, ये अपडेट?
अरे तुमको फेसबुक नहीं पता?
नहीं।
अरे मैन इज अ सोशल एनिमल, हम लोग सोशल नेटवर्किंग करते हैं, दुनिया को बताते हम क्या खा रहे, क्या पी रहे, कब सो रहे, कब उठ रहे, कब नहा रहे कि नहीं नहा रहे, सब दुनिया को बताते हैं। सोशल नेटवर्किंग, इट्स ओनली पॉसिबल फॉर ह्यूमन बीइंग्स। डॉग्स कैन नॉट डू दैट, एनिमल्स कैन नॉट डू दैट, दैट्स द अल्टीमेट पर्पस, सोशल नेटवर्किंग, फेसबुक।
और क्या है
अभी? बस
ड्यूटी, आप तो ड्यूटी है।
ठीक है चलता है, अभी बस अपडेट करता हूँ कि टॉयलेट में जा रहा हूँ।
अरे इतनी गंदी चीजें। अच्छा एक बात बताओ मुझे,
भाई देखो लोगों को मैं रोज अपडेट देता हूँ कि उठ गया, टॉयलेट गया। आज अपडेट नहीं दे तो लोगों को लगेगा मैं अभी तक उठा ही नहीं हूँ, आज मैं टॉयलेट ही नहीं गया, दे विल नॉट अंडरस्टैंड।
अच्छा माया दास जी एक बात सुनिए मेरी, आप इतना भक्तों को अपडेट दे रहे हैं कि आपने खाया, आपने नहीं खाया, आपने जप किया, आपने जप नहीं किया, लेकिन एक साल से मैं देख रहा हूं किसी भक्त से आपने मिले?
अरे ई सत्संग है ना हमारा, ई सत्संग,
अरे
365 डेज आई एम एसोसिएटिंग ऑन द नेट।
अरे भगवान का दर्शन करते हैं ई पे। अरे लेकिन भगवान आपका दर्शन करते हैं क्या? इसके लिए तो हमें मंदिर जाते हैं भगवान के दर्शन करने के लिए।
दैट्स द प्रॉब्लम, इधर एक वेबकैम दिखाओ तो सो दैट गॉड कैन ऑल्सो सी मी देयर।
ओ कृष्णा, हे भगवान, ये तो मायावाद से भी खतरनाक है, ई वाद। अभी क्या हुआ?
पेट साफ नहीं हुआ आज।
अरे
अपडेट करता हूं।
अरे रुको डॉक्टर, अरे डॉक्टर के पास जाओ। ये अपडेट क्या करते हो?
अपडेट क्या, सब दुनिया को पता चलेगा पेट साफ नहीं हुआ, दुआ लगेगी कल पेट साफ हो जाएगा।
हे कृष्णा,
सोशल नेटवर्किंग, यू विल नॉट अंडरस्टैंड।
ओ कृष्णा, अच्छा चलो जपा तो करो अभी।
जपा मैं अभी जॉगिंग के लिए जा रहा
हूं। ये जॉगिंग किस लिए?
जॉगिंग फॉर हेल्थ।
हेल्थ? अरे प्रभुपाद कहते हैं कि कीर्तन करो, आपका हेल्थ एकदम स्वस्थ रहेगा।
अरे क्या चैंटिंग भी करूंगा ना जॉगिंग के साथ, जॉगिंग जपिंग, वॉक एंड टॉक, तुमने सुना नहीं? वॉक एंड टॉक।
अरे बाप, ये तो बहुत ही भयानक है। और ये क्या कान में क्या लगाया?
कान में रेडियो मिर्ची। क्या है ना, सी when you chant तो थोड़ा ट्यून आना चाहिए, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र, हरे कृष्ण हरे राम हरे, तो वो ट्यून आने के लिए रेडियो मिर्ची, हरे कृष्ण हरे राम।
अरे भाई साहब, प्रभुपाद ने तो हमको ऐसा नहीं सिखाया था, लेकिन ये मिर्ची तो तीखी होती है ना।
हाँ सॉरी मैं भूल गया, चॉकलेट भी है मेरे पास।
हाँ
तो अभी कैसा, हरे कृष्ण महामंत्र एकदम स्वीट लग रहा है। ऐसा लग रहा है कि मुझे हजारों टंग्स की जरूरत है चैंटिंग करने के। Give me thousands of tongue to taste this chocolate, chocolate like holy name.
अरे प्रभुपाद कहते हैं कि एक रसगुल्ला के प्रति जिसकी आसक्ति होती है उसे इस भौतिक जगत में आना पड़ता है
और उनको नहीं समझेगा, तुमको नहीं समझेगा, तुमको तो हमारा कपड़ा भी नहीं समझता है।
ये हाफ पैंट पहन के क्यों घूम रहे हैं?
हाफ पैंट नहीं है, ये फुल पैंट भी नहीं है, ये 3/4 मार्जिनल पोटेंसी। क्या है ना, you are a typical Hare Krishna devotee. हम भाई तुम्हारे जैसा ऐसा धोती कुर्ता पहन के नहीं जा सकता है उधर।
किधर?
मेरा जॉगर्स पार्क में लोग मेरे पे हंसेंगे, धोती कुर्ता, बोलेंगे देखो आ गया हरे कृष्ण वाला। सी मेरा कैसा है, तिलक भी दिख रहा है नहीं दिख रहा है ऐसा है। कोई कोई डिवोटी आ गया, मैं बोलेगा हरी बोल, फिर मेरे फ्रेंड मिलेंगे बोलेंगे हाय, दिस इज व्हाट माय लाइफ इज, आई एम अ स्टाइलिश डिवोटी, आई एम अ page 3 डिवोटी, यू नो।
मतलब ये थर्ड क्लास डिवोटी?
थर्ड क्लास नहीं, तुम समझोगे नहीं, मैं जॉगिंग करके आता हूं।
हे भगवान, अरे ये माया दास का एक पैर कृष्ण के पास और दूसरा माया के पास। अरे हे भगवान, कोई तो करो इनका उद्धार। अच्छा ठीक है, चलो मैं आपको भगवान का अर्पित किया हुआ आपको ब्रेकफास्ट लेके आता हूँ।
मुझे वो मेरा जो डाइट का डब्बा लगा है ना, अंजलि मुखर्जी का, वो लेके आओ। अंजलि मुखर्जी का डब्बा।
ये अंजलि मुखर्जी कौन है?
मुखर्जी, मुखर्जी मतलब बंगाल, बंगाल मतलब गौड़िया देश, ये गौड़िया देश का प्रसाद है भाई।
आप वो डब्बा खाते हैं पाउडर? हाँ, अरे पाउडर तो शरीर पे लगाने के लिए होता है मेरे भाई, आप उसे खाते हैं?
अरे कृष्ण के जमाने में पाउडर नहीं था, इसके लिए पत्रम पुष्पम फलम बोला, पाउडर हम नहीं बोला तभी, पाउडर वाज नॉट देयर। और तुमको भोग ही लगाने, जस्ट 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 गेट दैट पाउडर, यू नो। भगवान गीता में बोलते हैं ईश्वर सर्वभूतानां हृदयेषु अर्जुन तिष्ठति, हृदय में परमात्मा है, है? ये ऐसा भोग लगाने का, इधर इधर नमो ब्राह्मण देवाय गो ब्राह्मण हिताय, इधर हार्ट है, हार्ट के अंदर परमात्मा है। नमो ब्राह्मण देवाय गो ब्राह्मण हिताय जगत हिताय कृष्ण गोविंदाय नमो नमः, गया परमात्मा तक। जरा न्यूज़पेपर। हाँ, थैंक यू थैंक यू थैंक यू थैंक यू।
अरे लेकिन ये तो भागवतम का टाइम है भाई, भागवत गीता पढ़ो, भागवतम पढ़ो।
अरे यही तो गीता है,
ये गीता है,
ये गीता है, तुम्हारा जो गीता है ना वो,
हाँ,
वो ये थियरी है,
थियरी है,
ये प्रैक्टिकल है,
ये प्रैक्टिकल है।
हाँ, देख तुम्हारे गीता में बोलते हैं माम उपेत्य पुनर्जन्म दुखालयम अशाश्वतम, देखो
हाँ, बरो बरो
मर गए दुखालयम अशाश्वतम।
हाँ,
दिख रहा है ना तुमको? और देखो ये नवजात शिशु की तकलीफ जन्म, ये देखो लोग मर गए, ये बूढ़े आदमी की तस्वीर, जरा व्याधि जन्म मृत्यु, जरा व्याधि दुख दोषान दर्शनम, ऐसा है क्या क्या?
ये दूसरा वाला, ये मिरर क्या है?
मिरर तुमको पता नहीं? मिरर मतलब दर्पण, चेतो दर्पण मार्गनम भव महादावाग्नि निर्वापण श्रेय कैरव चंद्रिका वितरणम।
इन्होंने तो पूरा फिलॉसफी का एकदम बेकार कर दिया। और ये तीसरा हिंदुस्तान टाइम, छी छी छी, कितनी सब गंदी तस्वीरें रहती है और आप वो पढ़ रहे हैं?
पढ़ नहीं रहा हूं।
हाँ?
मैं समझ रहा हूं कि माया कितनी दुरत्तया है। हाँ? माया दुरत्तया, उसका रियलाइजेशन तुमको आएगा नहीं।
हाँ?
क्योंकि तुम पढ़ते नहीं न्यूज़पेपर, मेरे को समझता है माया बहुत स्ट्रांग है रे।
लेकिन
मामा माया दुरत्तया,
और ये पिक्चर का रिव्यू क्यों पढ़ते हैं आप?
अरे सोशल नेटवर्किंग में लोग पूछते हैं ये पिक्चर देखा क्या, वो पिक्चर, लाइक अनलाइक कमेंट सब करना पड़ता है बाबा, ऐसा यू नो, मैन इज अ सोशल एनिमल, डॉग कैन नॉट कमेंट ऑन मूवीज, यू नो, मैन कैन।
ठीक है माया दास,
ऐसा करो
अब तो आप झपा करो।
नहीं नहीं नहीं, अरे अभी 9 बज गए, मैच चालू हो रहा है, जस्ट 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 जरा जरा
मैच।
हाँ मैच मैच मैच, जरा जरा रिमोट जरा लगाओ तो, जरा टीवी लगाओ। बापरे, हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे
अरे जपा देख के मैच,
हरे राम, अरे 5 विकेट गए, अरे 25 रन पे, राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। इंडिया ऑस्ट्रेलिया का जो मैच है ना,
हाँ
यही धर्म क्षेत्र है।
हाँ
अरे कुरुक्षेत्र है रे, कुरुक्षेत्र।
हाँ।
और ये जो टेलीविजन है ना,
हाँ।
ये संजय है, संजय जो हमको मैच दिखा रहे यहाँ से।
मतलब आप वो अंधे अंधे धितरा सांप है।
इंडिया का पोजीशन देख रहे, 25 पे 5 विकेट गए।
हाँ तो जपा क्यों कर रहे?
अरे सब प्लेयर दुखी हो गए, इंडिया दुखी हो गया, वैष्णव पर दुख दुखी।
भगवान
कृष्ण चैंट फॉर द होल ह्यूमैनिटी, फॉर द होल वर्ल्ड। क्या तुम मायादास अपने लिए खुद के लिए चैंटिंग करते हो? इंडिया के लिए चैंटिंग करो थोड़ा।
प्रभुपाद ने हमको कभी बताया नहीं ये सब।
हरे राम हरे राम। अरे तभी इतना क्रिकेट नहीं था। मे बी आई डोंट नो। अरे लास्ट बॉल, लास्ट बॉल आ गए, लास्ट बॉल आ गए, 6 रन चाहिए। जरा सा प्रे करना, तू भी चैंटिंग कर, तेरा बीट बैठ गया जाओ।
अरे आप अपने स्वास्थ्य पे ध्यान दो।
हरे राम
अब भगवान का नाम जप करो।
लास्ट बॉल है, लास्ट बॉल है, लास्ट बॉल है, आउट।
क्या हुआ? अरे
जरा चेस्ट पेन हो रहा है।
मायादास को हार्ट अटैक आ गया। अरे भाई
फेसबुक पे अपडेट करता हूँ। अरे दो चार लोगों की कमेंट भी आ गए उसके ऊपर।
आप मरने वाले हैं। ये जो आपका फेसबुक है ना, वो डेथ बुक हो गया है।
अच्छा,
वो यमराज के डेथ बुक में चला गया है।
डेथ बुक में तो वो तीन लोग कौन आ रहे सामने से?
वो तो बहुत ही भयानक है,
वो तो
यमराज के दूत
कैसे आ गए।
अरे
तेंदुलकर मेरे को बचा रहे।
वो क्या बचाएगा? अरे इस बचाएगा तो आपको हरी नाम, इसके लिए बोलता था। अरे जॉगिंग पे मच्छा, अरे वो मिर्ची सुनता था ना, चॉकलेट खाता था, बचाएंगे क्या वो? अरे मैंने बोला भगवान का वो गदाधर प्रभु का मधुरम से प्रसाद था, वो खाने को दे रहा था, लेकिन नहीं, तुझे तो वो मुखर्जी चाहिए था। अरे मैं बोला भागवतम पढ़ो, भागवत गीता पढ़ो, नहीं तो वो बॉम्बे टाइम्स चाहिए था। और वो मिरर चेतो दर्पण किधर गया तुम्हारा?
अरे तुम अभी बोलो लोग पास में आ रहे, तुमको जल्दी बोलो, कुछ करो।
एक काम करो, हरे नाम हरे नाम हरे नाम ही केवलम। वो भागवतम में बताते हैं, जैसे वो अजामिल की कथा है।
अच्छा,
जैसे उन्होंने अंत समय में भगवान का नाम लिया।
एंड बोल, स्टोरी का एंड बोल क्या है?
अरे ओ अजामिल ने जैसे ही नारायण बोला, वैसे ही वो सारे दूत भाग गए।
तो मैं क्या बोलूं?
आप भी हरे कृष्णा बोलो।
हरे
कृष्णा, आप सब भी बोलो
हरे कृष्णा, हरे कृष्णा, कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे,
हरे हरे राम, हरे राम।
भाग रहे, भाग रहे,
अरे भाग रहे,
भाग रहे, भाग रहे।
अरे वो देखो,
मैं अभी चैंटिंग करेंगे, मेरा फीडबैक दे दो।
मेरा विष्णु दूत आ गए, विष्णु दूत।
कंप्यूटर शट डाउन करो पहले, कंप्यूटर शट डाउन।
हे बर्बन बन, और ये टीवी आज ही इसको चौपाटी में फेंक दो।
और जो भी पैसा आएगा ना, उसे अपन गोविंदास में खाना
खाएंगे। हरे बोल।
कलौ नास्तेव 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 गतिर अन्यथा। सो यू सॉ विद योर ओन आईज, मेनी ऑफ अस हैव दिस ग्रेट डिजीज ऑफ जॉन्डिस, इज एक्सप्लेन्ड इन एक्ट ऑफ इंस्ट्रक्शन दैट व्हेन समबडी सफर्स फ्रॉम जॉन्डिस, इवन दो ही इज ईटिंग द मोस्ट स्वीटेस्ट ऑफ स्वीट थिंग्स, ही फाइंड्स इट वेरी बिटर। And what is the cure for jaundice? To continue eating the things that you feel bitter with, the sugar. And that itself is a cure. And so that you can taste the sweetness. So you saw Mayadas activities, even though he had got holy name, he had got the knowledge. But many of us, we find still the holy name, Vaishnava association, Bhagavad Katha, not very attractive. And we find so many of this new upcoming Maya's agents, Facebook, Orkut, Twitter and all this social networking things, which is usurping the very consciousness of many, many devotees also. We find that we sit more and more on the machine, our consciousness becomes like a machine. And this jaundice will keep on increasing. So in order to really get rid of this jaundice situation, we have to regularly do the prescription that the doctor is given. We're talking about doctors before we start the drama. What is the prescription? Regular association with the Lord's devotees. Regularly chanting intensely the Lord's Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Otherwise, we'll always be looking for this phantasmagoria, illusion like the Godadimba. You know what is Godadimba? You heard of what is Godadimba? The egg of a horse. Does it exist? An egg of a horse. The horse never lays eggs. Right? So this enjoyment through this cricket, through his newspapers, through keeping the body fit, it is so much prevalent in the world right now that it is very, very difficult and for devotees to be away from it, and very, very easy to get usurped into it and twist and turn the malleable philosophy that we have into justifying our activities. We can justify everything, as this wonderful drama showed. Everything can be justified, for and you feel nice about it. And to top it all, we have this concept of yukta vairagya, means it is like a broad spectrum justification. Everything can be justified under that, right? So till the time we don't really understand that it is like Godadimba, it is just the illusion, like the egg of a horse. Everything in the material world, the enjoyment, but the only thing that is real is the Lord's holy names. There's a beautiful Brijbazi song which says, Yugala Nama Shruti Sar Hai, Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna. Shruti means all the scriptures. How many scriptures are there? Unlimited scriptures. Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads, Mahabharata, Bhagavat, and all the scriptures of the world. All put together, the sar of all of it is Yugala Nama. Is the holy name of Radha and Krishna. So this is what we have, the sar, the sum and bonum, the ultimate, the evolved understanding of all the scriptures is the holy name. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met with Prakashananda Saraswati, Prakashananda Saraswati was a very powerful Mayavadi scholar, having 60,000 disciples, very powerful man, not ordinary person. Many 60,000 sannyasi disciples. Can you imagine the power of that person? And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met him, he said, "You are also a sannyasi. You also initiated in the Bharati Sampradaya. Why are you dancing like a sentimental person on the street, chanting this holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna?" And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, this was the first time he told him this verse: Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama Eva Kevalam. Kalo nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranyatha. It is so often that we hear this, that we don't really understand the importance of this verse. Can you imagine what this verse is talking about? Kevalam, three times. In this Kali Yuga, there is no other way to deliver yourself. The greatest deliverance is the holy name. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that there is the greatest deliverance. So what is the reason that we don't take this holy name very seriously? It's because we don't have enough knowledge of the dangers of the material life. One of the Prabhupada's godbrothers, he told Prabhupada that the problem with your disciples is that they are not sufficiently scared of Maya. It is a very heart-shattering statement. They told Prabhupada was told by his godbrother that they are not sufficiently scared of Maya. We are not sufficiently scared. We don't know what will happen if we don't perfect our life this lifetime. We don't have time to waste. And we have a powerful medium to purify our life, but we end our life wasting in mundane cricket matches, mundane things of this material world, which is use of consciousness, and we feel it is nice. But please understand, devotees have to be away from all these things. We cannot use these things and justify it as Krishna consciousness, lest you will see Yamraj And you'll be surprised that I did Krishna consciousness all my life, but how is this happening? Because to become a devotee is not easy. So we are not sufficiently scared of Maya. Number two, if we want to really get great benefit of the holy name, we should be enthusiastic. Usaha. A great enthusiasm should be there in chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When you do anything for the first time or for in the beginning, we are enthusiastic, is it not? We are very happy. Just think of all of you. Go back in down the memory lanes and think of the first time you put your hand in the bead bag and you started chanting the Maha Mantra. What experience was it? It was a very amazing experience. Very, very heart a very soul-raising experience, is it not? Very nice experience. I remember when I first, when I first got introduced through my wonderful brother to Krishna consciousness, I would chant, I would feel, my head was standing on ends at that time. I said, oh my God, this is good. It was all illusion, of course. But it was a nice feeling. It was a nice feeling. That is so nice. But then, we take it so cheaply. And this is, has to be done every day. And slowly what happens, the enthusiasm is lost. Because we lose the enthusiasm, then we take it as very, very ordinary activity. We were so enthusiastic, I remember, in dancing Hare Krishna, in the kirtan. But as we become devotees, we have many other more things important to do. I was hearing a lecture of Aindra Prabhu, a worshipable Aindra Prabhu, who is by far one of the very powerful proponents of the Harinam Sankirtan, 24 hours kirtan in Vrindavan. He was giving a lecture, I was hearing it. And the first statement, the lecture began. I said, the problem that the world is going through and the problem that ISKCON is going through is because we are not giving enough importance to the Harinam Sankirtan. First opening statement, shattering. Because we are not giving the importance to the Maha Mantra. Everything is there in the Maha Mantra. If you give importance to it, if you give the proper respect to it, all problems are solved. It is a broad spectrum antibiotic for this material world. It can cure all sorts of problems. But we are not giving importance to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, to the Sankirtan movement of the Lord. The Sankirtan that the Lord has given us. Because we are not enthusiastic. We are finding something else more important. We are finding and the room bookings of South India more important than the Hare Krishna chanting. Sankirtan will go on, but I have to discuss about the Yatra. It's good. But there cannot be a substitute to the holy name and the dancing and chanting. But as we spend more and more time in Krishna consciousness, we see for ourselves, that is, I can talk for myself, I have no right to talk about all of you, for myself, that systematically seen a deterioration of enthusiasm of kirtan and holy name, which is very dangerous. Number two, the determination slackens. Doing the same thing, doing bad chanting on an ongoing basis becomes a habit and you don't even feel bad about it. If you don't really feel bad that you are doing bad chanting, unless we come to the temple and we sit in the temple and we see devotees, how wonderfully they chant. And then we realize where we are in our chanting. But we continue to chant poor rounds. For years together we continue to eat on the words. We continue to have poor posture in our chanting. That's because we lack the determination to chant good rounds. We really do not understand that what we are getting right now, what we are chanting, Krishna is dancing on our tongue. It is Golokera Premadhana. If we really know the value, then we would chant in a much intense way. It is a personal audience with the Lord, as I heard from one of the speakers. He was saying, what a nice thing. You are sitting in front with even an ordinary person, say the Prime Minister of the country. Will you just be yawning? Will you just be taking it casually? Will you put your legs on the chair? But here you have a personal audience with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then you are taking it casual because you have no determination, you have lost the enthusiasm, you have lost the value of what you are thinking. A nectar to be like water, you are thinking a diamond to be like a piece of glass. We lost the enthusiasm to do it. So, we must understand that this is a very, very great benediction that we all have got. And to sum it all up, we must understand that how did this Hare Krishna movement start? Our dear Srila Prabhupada, he wrote a beautiful bhajan in Jaladuta. And in the last line again, see, try to understand these great souls. Some of the last line, what they write is, I mean, all everything is important. But today, for the holy name, the last line he wrote, Bhakti nahi beda nahi, name khub baro. Bhakti Vedanta nama ebe sartha koro. Bhakti, this is the last line of this marking the Bhagavad Dharma song. He says, I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge. But I have strong faith in the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Prabhupada is writing, try to understand, this is a time where he has not yet seen the success of the Hare Krishna movement yet. Sitting on the ship, not knowing what's going to happen as he lands in Boston. He's writing this song here, that I have no knowledge, I have no devotion. This is his humility, of course. But he does accept the fact that yes, I have faith in the holy name. I have been designated as Bhakti Vedanta, and now if you like, he's telling Krishna, you can fulfill the real purport of Bhakti Vedanta. But what was Prabhupada's qualification? He had complete faith in the holy name. And what I was trying to get, I couldn't get it, but I want to, we all should go home if possible today. And I mean, you should go home, not if possible. You should all go home, and if possible, remove the book, the Prabhupada Lilamrita, and see Prabhupada chanting in Tompkins Square Park. And you see Prabhupada not having a kartal, not having even a murdanga. I mean, sorry to say now, but many of our singers right now, they don't even sing till they are at least two top class murdanga players, five kartal players, jambe players, all this high tech, only then they will sing. I mean, nothing again, but that's the evolution of Krishna consciousness. We have come to a very high standard. But Prabhupada, sitting in Tompkins Square Park, nobody around, below the tree, playing a bongo drum. See the intensity. You try to see the intensity of Prabhupada. Nirandan Maharaj was telling in his lecture right here, many, many years back, he gave that when Prabhupada was singing the Maha Mantra, it was the pure Maha Mantra coming from the lips of a pure devotee. And that changed the heart of people. And who are these people over there? Not a single one of them knew what is Hare, what is Krishna, and what is Rama. They didn't know what this mantra is all about. They didn't know head or tail of what this man is singing. They didn't know what this person is looking like. But it was a pure vibration coming from the lips of a pure devotee, Srila Prabhupada. And that changed. And you saw that beautiful kirtan where everybody surrounds Prabhupada in their own American clothes, hippie mood, but they all are participating in the holy name. That's how our society started. Prabhupada began the Hare Krishna movement with complete faith in the holy name. And to commemorate this event, even to this day, if you go, that Tompkins Square Park, that tree is known as the Bhaktivedanta Swami Memorial Tree. The tree below which Bhaktivedanta Swami started the Hare Krishna movement. So this is how our movement started. And then came the temples, and then came the books, and then came the Vaishnava etiquettes, and everything else came. No doubt it is important. We cannot say it is not important. But how did it all start? By the intense chanting of Prabhupada. You see his eyes. You see how he's chanting. He's oblivious of, he's not saying, oh, do log hai, Hare Krishna. Why people? He was not fruitive at all. Prabhupada was not fruitive. He was, can you imagine, if you go into the heart of Prabhupada at that time, what sort of compassion must be flowing in that heart? What sort of prayer must be coming out from his heart? Unbelievable. You please go and see this picture and see if possible, see the video. Intense kirtan is Prabhupada is doing. For hours he went on. And just murdang bongo. Dong, 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 dong. That's all. Nothing else. But the vibration was so pure. And that was the beginning of the Hare Krishna movement. Ki! Srila Prabhupada ki! So that is how the movement began, by intense chanting of Srila Prabhupada. So that's how we should appreciate. And Prabhupada writes in his diary in 1966, he was quoting, he's saying that Prabhupada's writing, see Prabhupada is a pure devotee of the Lord, but he was seeing the miracle of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happening in front of his eyes. And Prabhupada, unlike Facebook, he was writing it down in his diary. That was the the perfection, and that's why we know what Prabhupada was going through in his heart. When Prabhupada writes something, it is wonderful. But when we write in Facebook, it is just obnoxious. So what he wrote, Prabhupada wrote this. He was updating. Prabhupada will also update. So updating is not wrong. But where you update and what you update is wrong. He was saying that today we have experienced the mercy of the holy name of the Lord. And he said, just as Lord Chaitanya would chant the holy name of the Lord, and even the animals, they would chant and dance. He said, today we have experienced how we have come. These American boys and girls have been coming, hearing the chanting of the holy name of the Lord, and now we have seen the great power of Lord Chaitanya's movement. The great power of Lord Chaitanya's benediction that he has actually saying indirectly writes, he's writing in Delhi that the people coming are like animals. Prabhupada was saying that they were like animals. We all are like animals. They were coming, but personally witnessing before his eyes the great potency of the holy name, that these animals are coming forward and chanting and dancing. This is the miracle of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Harinam Sankirtan movement. Prabhupada writes in this diary, 1966, August 23rd. You want to refer, you can refer this. He's writing this revelation that how he said in front of his eyes he's seen the miracle of Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And then Prabhupada writes, dancing is very good. This is the lecture which he gave on NOD in 1967. He said, the more you dance, the more you become light. Not like to keep a body fit. Means the burden of material contamination becomes reduced. Dancing is so nice. For those of you who want to become light, Prabhupada is giving recommendation. You dance and you become light. How do you become light? By dancing in the kirtan. Prabhupada is saying very clearly, because when you dance in the kirtan, all the abhadra things are going slow, very fast. It's a fast way of just removing all the abhadra things. And you become very light. So this is what Prabhupada is recommending. To have complete faith in the process. And like Endra Prabhu was saying, let us not underestimate the power of the Harinam Sankirtan that we have got. And it is today, it is a wonderful day that we reconfirm our commitment, our appreciation, our understanding of the gift that Prabhupada has given us of Mahamantra Kirtan, the holy name. And to end it all, I would like to end, it would be a very auspicious to hear the beginning, the original beginning of the Harinam Sankirtan, the Harinam on the roads, the streets, how it all began. I will tell a beautiful story from the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the one who gave holy name to everyone, but when he was in Navadvip, he would do his kirtan in the courtyard of Shivas. And all the people were thinking that only few people are allowed to go in the courtyard of Shivas. How will we see the kirtan? How will we appreciate the Lord's dancing? How will we really understand the power of the holy name? So one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called all the devotees. And he said, all of you, please clap your hands. And you said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So like that, he said, and then he said, that I'll teach you one more song also. It is mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's another beautiful song. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Gopal Govindaram Shri Madhusudan. And he said, all of you should keep on dancing and chanting these holy names. This was in Navadvip. So all devotees, they got so enlivened. Can you imagine when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself is giving a lecture to tell people? Can you imagine what potency it must be having? And what sort of electrifying effect it must be having on people. It must have had, and it should have also, but right now, we are not experiencing that. So everybody was dancing and chanting in their houses, everywhere they were chanting. There was one personality who was the guru of Nawab Hussain Shah, who was a very devout Muslim, very devout follower of Allah, very knowledgeable and very much respected amongst the Islamic faith people, to the extent that the king accepted him as his guru. And he was a very powerful person. And his name was Chand Qazi. So Chand Qazi was walking with his associates. He was walking on the streets. And as he was walking from each and every house, he was hearing the Maha Mantra. Everybody was chanting Maha Mantra, we get happiness. And can you, I mean, you know, he was a very, very pure-hearted Muslim. But at the same time, that pure-heartedness of being a Muslim gave rise to hatred for Hindus. I mean, for the followers of Krishna. That is not right. If you are really a follower of any god, will not give rise to hatred to other religion. But he gave rise to tremendous hatred. And he was so angry. And he told the soldiers that you go to each and every house and you beat and plunder the wealth of people who are chanting Hare Krishna. I don't want anybody to chant Hare Krishna. It was a law passed that no chanting in this place. Can you imagine? He's the guru of the king. In his own place, people are chanting Hare Krishna. It is a shame on him. If people in his own kingdom, where he's staying, people are chanting Hare Krishna. Right? So he said, he passed a law, no chanting Hare Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was once doing kirtan at Shiva Thakur's house, and Chand Qazi was passing by. He personally went in that place and he broke the mridanga and beat all the devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was informed by the devotees that today we were doing kirtan at Shiva's house and Chand Qazi broke the mridanga. And you can imagine Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a very, 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 very sweet personality, very, very wonderful, sweet personality. But when he heard that mridanga was broken, he became, as explained in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, like time personified, very, very angry. And he said that all the devotees should take lunch and tomorrow after having lunch should come to my house with torch lights. And then we all go on Harinam procession. So devotees were so excited. And he told Nityananda Prabhu that you tell everybody to join in this kirtan. So he told everybody, and there are millions. By the way, you know, Navadvip was very heavily populated place that time. Not like now, which is sparsely populated. It was a place of learning, high seat of learning. The millions of people staying in Navadvip. All of them joined the Harinam Sankirtan and they were so enthusiastic, they didn't even take lunch. They were just making the torches. Millions and millions of torches were made. And they all came to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, he organized a beautiful, it was organized kirtan. See, there's one thing very important. Enthusiasm is good. But enthusiasm, we should not lose organization. We should not become rowdy. I'm enthusiastic, so I'll just dance the way I want. And you dance and you beat up some people or something like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was believing in organized kirtan. He said, this kirtan group, the head is Nityananda Prabhu. This kirtan group, head is Haridas Thakur dancing. This kirtan group, the head is Shivas Thakur. And this kirtan group, I'll personally dance with Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit. There are four kirtan groups made. And he was standing in the end. And everybody was dancing. It was millions of people. I mean, it is unbelievable what this kirtan might be. They all were dancing to the house of the Chand Qazi. They were all going in the same road. And it was so tumultuously loud. Can you imagine millions of people with thousands of mridangas dancing? It must be amazing kirtan. And this was the first time, please my dear friends, just understand, just visualize if you can. The first time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing on the streets. And none of us have understanding, but we can at least imagine what it must be like. What is it? Anarpita charim. What is it? The sloka which has ends like Ajanu lambita bujo kanakatavato sankirtana kapitaro kamalaya taksho vishvam bharo dvijabaro yuga dharma palo vande jagat priya karo karuna avataro. Right? This verse explains so nicely. Ajanu lambita bujo. His hands were extending much below his knees. Kanakatavato. His body was like gold. Sankirtana kapitaro kamalaya taksho. His eyes were like lotus. Is almost reaching to his ears. Vishwambharo Dvijabharo. He is called Vishwambhar. He is also the great Brahmana Dvijabharo. Yuga Dharma Palo. He established a Yuga Dharma. Vande Jagat Priya Karo Karuna Avataro. He is the most munificent Karuna Avataro. Beautiful words. When he was dancing with Nityananda Prabhu and Gadadhar Pandit, it was the most amazing. It was explained that he was such amazing Sankirtan that all the demigods took the form of human beings and they joined the Sankirtan. Chandra, Surya, Vayu, Agni, everybody came down in form of the human beings and joined the Sankirtan. The millions, how many demigods are there? All of them came down. And they all joined the Sankirtan because this was the first Sankirtan in the history of the modern age. They were all chanting loudly, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Hare. So the natural outcome of chanting Hare Krishna, one of the natural outcome is that you become fearless. Bhajahure mana, Srinandanandana, Abhaya Charanaravindare. When you sing Sri Nandananda's glories, outcome is you become Abhay Charan. You become completely fearless, as Prabhupada's name was, Abhay Charan. Fearless to go anywhere. So all the devotees were very scared initially. They told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how can we do kirtan? Because you know this Chand Kazi is beating us up, he's bringing the mridanga. If he kills us, what to do? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that there was the whole morale of the devotees were getting demoralized. You understand? It is demoralized. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I need to personally boost the morale. So he himself joined, and devotees were so enthusiastic when they saw this, they forgot. Try to understand, Chand Kazi was not some Nagar Pramukh or Nagar Sevak, was not some guy who was just a powerful guy in a small area. Nowadays we have Nagar Sevaks and all these things. They're nice people, hopefully. But Chand Kazi was a very powerful person. Can you imagine a guru of Nawab Hussain Shah, who was the king of Bengal? Can you imagine? He's so powerful. When he passed the law, every soldier was at his toes to make sure the law has been implemented. So it was a serious thing. Don't think it was some small Sankirtan chant because he was a small guy and some kirtan was going on and it happened. No, it was a big thing. It was not an ordinary thing. So millions of people went for Sankirtan. And then as they were going in the Sankirtan, there was Kirtan going on, amazing, loud Hare Krishna Mahamantra. It was the beginning, as Prabhupada writes, the beginning of the first public Harinam Sankirtan started by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and was the beginning of the first civil disobedience movement. Now Prabhupada was originally a Gandhian earlier, so he still had the Gandhian, he wanted to give that. By the way, Gandhi started it, but it was originally started by our Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Yeah. So this was the first Harinam Sankirtan on the streets. And everybody was. And then it was when the sun set. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, please on the torch lights, all of you. There was no halogens or this thing like time. There was torch light. Torch light means a stick, a cloth dipped in oil. And if mashal, as you call it. So you can imagine. I said and this was not exaggeration. Krishna's Gaura Goswami is saying, I am not exaggerating. Means he was thinking that people might think it is exaggerated, but I am not exaggerating. The light created by the mashal was more brilliant than daytime. Can you imagine how many mashals were burning at that time? Millions of mashals at one time. One, two, three, boom. Millions of people carrying mashals, and you all wear. And when you have mashal, some amount of passion also comes. we were natural. It's after all, we are human beings. So some people who were sattvic, they were very happily chanting Hare Krishna, Hare. Then people started kill the Kazi, Kazi ko maro, and like that, burn his house. And then, as we hear from His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj, there was two types of kirtan going on. On one side, people were chanting Mahamantra with great ecstasy, brilliantly dancing and chanting. But while others were chanting, like we have with Radhe, Radhe, Sham, Sham, like that we do, right? In our kirtan, Radhe, Radhe. One group says Radhe, 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 Sham, Sham. The other group was saying, kill the Kazi, Hare Krishna, kill the Kazi, Hare Krishna, kill the Kazi. It was a powerful kirtan going on constantly. Kill his house, break his house, break everything, break his bones, like that. They all were talking about. But they were angry. Because the amount of atrocities that they did on the devotees. Because when devotees are very cool people, when they get angry, very dangerous. very dangerous people. Because, Narsingh Dev incarnates in them. And they can do anything. Right? So the devotees got, and you know, and when, what to talk of devotees when they have a group. When you're alone, you are, you know, you are want to be, when the group supporting you, you said, you are also fired up. Huh? And that's the power of Sankirtan. Group dynamics works. So people were very, and so then of course, to cut the story short, Chand Kazi was there, and he said that, what is this loud sound? And I see a huge light coming from that place. What's happening? He was angry. He sent his people, go and find out. And they went. But you know, they were looking different than the devotees. Devotees are clean shave, effulgent personalities. But you know, these people, they were following a particular faith which required them to wear they had their own dhadis and everything. So they didn't want to be recognized, because those, when they went, they thought there were few people, and they saw a whole crowd of people. So by their own covering, they covered their dhadi, they covered their typical appearance with the head, which showed that they belong to a particular faith. They covered that, and just to not look different, they raised their hands and said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. And the chanting was so intense that these people, they started in a mood of a show, but then because they chanted with Mahaprabhu Chaitanya present there, the pure Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Sadhya Kabunoy Shravanadi Sudhya Chite Karore Udoy. Their pure love of God is in every living entity's heart, not only human beings, but is covered by the cloud of ignorance. But Shravanadi Sudhya Chite, but when you hear the holy name, that covering is gone. So their natural love for Radha and Krishna, and they were chanting with great ecstasy. And they were dancing. They reported back to Chand Kazi, well, there were millions of people and all coming. And by the way, Chand Kazi, they are chanting Hare Krishna. That's okay, that I know. What else? Kill the Kazi. They're chanting all these things. Then the fear entered, and millions of people coming, and then he could hear it himself. All these vibrations. He became very scared. He became very, very scared. And there was a beautiful dialogue, to cut the story short. There was, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, he said, well, I'm your guest, why are you hiding? He said, no, you are a little angry, so I, you know, if because that's why I was a little fearful of you, so that's why I was a little hiding, but now, so then there was a discussion, they discussed on Quran, they discussed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu converted, I mean, I won't say converted, but he completely revealed the real identity of Chand Kazi, and Chand Kazi, at that day, he announced that nobody will stop the Hare Krishna Kirtan. It is the law. Nobody stops it. And to this day, you know, the whole sect, they are supporting the Hare Krishna movement. So this was the first beginning of the Harinam Sankirtan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw this as a powerful means of preaching. So devotees should understand that as much as possible, as far as possible, we should participate in the Harinam Sankirtan movement of the Lord, which is dancing, chanting, feasting, and philosophizing. But we have forgotten the first two, and we remember only some philosophy and feasting. But it also means dancing. And as they say, dancing, you remain fit. You don't have to go for jogging if you dance. And Prabhupada says, when you dance, you become light. So let us remember this wonderful first Sankirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the deliverance of Chand Kazi, and to this day, there's a tomb of Chand Kazi, which all devotees go and offer love and respect with tears in our eyes, respecting Chand Kazi. And there's a beautiful tree, which is the combination of the Champak tree, which signifies Chand Kazi, because his pet name was Champak. And there's a neem tree which goes around, and there's the wonderful discussion and the wonderful loving relationship which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shared with Chand Kazi. So this was the first beginning of the Harinam Sankirtan. I am not sure, but we are also having Harinam Sankirtan today. We have got permissions and everything, right? So the temple, as part of the World Holy Name Day, we are also having Harinam procession starting at maybe 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Maybe somebody will announce about the same. But let us really enthusiastically participate in this holy name, in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of great indebtedness to Srila Prabhupada, indebtedness to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for giving us this holy name. And through this, we will definitely see the people's hearts will change slowly but surely. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Harinam Sankirtan ki. Before we go out for Sankirtan, we will have Harinam Sankirtan here. So let us dance with great enthusiasm. Let us dance with great attention, with great of faith, determination, enthusiasm, the holy name of the Lord.